Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building an old-school D&B Riot Groove from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and then we're going to resample it so it feels like part of a record, not just a clean loop sitting on top of a track. This is a really important technique in jungle and old-school-leaning D&B, because the ride is not just extra top end. It's a timekeeper, it's a hype layer, and it's a kind of glue that can push the whole drum groove forward without turning everything into high-frequency mush. Used well, it gives the drop urgency. Used badly, it eats your snare, clouds the break, and makes the whole mix feel thin. So the mindset here is simple. We're not trying to make a shiny cymbal loop. We're trying to build a ride part that feels human, a little battered, locked into the pocket, and strong enough to support an actual arrangement. Start by putting the ride into context. Don't program it in isolation. Get a basic drum bed going first. Kick, snare, maybe a break or a top loop at around 174 BPM. That matters, because in old-school D&B the ride works best when you hear it against the snare backbeat and the internal swing of the break. If you build it solo, you'll usually make it too busy. Load a simple ride or crash-style cymbal into Simpler on a MIDI track. If you don't have a perfect ride sample, don't stress. A clean, bright cymbal hit is fine. The resampling and processing will add a lot of the character later. Now program the first rhythm within offbeats. Put hits on the end of each beat first. So think offbeat pulse. Then start removing notes to create phrasing. That's really important. Old school ride grooves usually feel stronger when they are not completely continuous. A ride that constantly hammers every available space can flatten the groove fast. What to listen for here is very simple. Does the ride push the track forward without feeling like a metronome? Does it make the snare feel more urgent? Or does it start fighting the snare for attention? If it already feels too busy, do less. In D&B, a good ride often earns its place by accenting the space, not filling it. Once the pattern feels right, shape the sample in Simpler. If it's a short punchy hit, one shot is fine. If you want a little more control over the start and end, classic mode can help. Trim the start tightly so the transient hits immediately. That helps the cymbal speak clearly without needing to be loud. A solid starting point is a very short attack, a decay somewhere around 200 to 600 milliseconds depending on the sample, low or no sustain, and a release short enough that the hits don't blur together. Keep transposition subtle, a few semitones at most. You want character, not cartoon pitching. If the cymbal feels too clean, try moving the start, point a little into the transient tail or shorten the decay so it becomes more percussive. If it feels too sharp, we can soften it later with EQ or a little clip gain. Why this works in D&B is that a compact top layer leaves more room for the snare crack, the ghost notes in the break, and the sub information. The strongest old-school grooves usually sound powerful because the top end is concise, not huge. Now let's make the rhythm breathe with the break instead of fighting it. A strong starting move is to place the ride on the offbeats, then remove one hit near the snare to make a pocket. You can also add a light pickup leading into bar 2 or bar 4, if you want more momentum. A great trick here is to nudge a few notes slightly late by just a few milliseconds. Not enough to feel sloppy, just enough to stop the ride from sounding like it was drawn with a ruler. That little drag can give the part a smoked-out, old record feel. But keep it controlled. The goal is human, not messy. What to listen for now is the relationship between the ride and the break. If the break has a strong ghost note cluster, leave a hole there. If the snare feels a bit thin, put a ride accent just after it to extend the energy. And if the kick starts getting lost, simplify the ride around that area. That's the real game. Making the ride answer the drums, not sit on top of them. At this point, make a flavor decision. Are you going for cleaner old-school roll or a dirtier jungle churn? If you want the cleaner version, keep the velocities more even, preserve more of the original cymbal tone, and use a gentler decay. That works beautifully for rollers and atmospheric drops, where the bass is doing most of the heavy lifting. If you want the dirtier version, vary the velocities more aggressively, let some hits decay shorter, and leave space for the processing to rough it up later. That's great for ravey jungle energy, heavier break sections, and darker tune structures. Both approaches work. The real difference is how much grime you want the ride itself to contribute. Now let's build a practical Ableton chain. Nothing fancy. Just stock devices. Start with EQ8, then saturator, then drum bus or glue compressor depending on how much crunch or control you want, and optionally utility at the end. With EQ8, high pass the ride somewhere around 120 to 250 HE so it never clouds the kick and sub. If the cymbal is harsh, make a small dip around 6 to 9 kHz. If it feels too dull, a gentle lift around 10 to 12 kHz can bring air back, but be careful. Old school rides should feel worn in, not glossy. Then use saturator with a modest amount of drive, maybe 1 to 5 dB to start. Soft clip can help keep the ride together, especially once we resample it. If you want more bark, drum bus can add a little crunch, but don't flatten the transient completely. You want the hit to still read. Utility is there for checking width and keeping the low end out of the way. Top layers can trick you into thinking the mix is bigger than it is. Keep an eye on that. A useful chain for darker DNB is EQ8 into saturator into drum bus. If you want something cleaner and tighter, EQ8 into blue compressor into utility can work well. The first chain gives you more attitude. The second keeps it more disciplined. Now here's the move that really defines this technique. Resample it. Once the groove is feeling right, print it to audio. Record a few bars of the ride on its own, or with some drum context if you want the groove imprint baked in. This matters because resampling gives you a finished fragment with the exact sway, grit, and balance you built. It turns the ride from a live MIDI idea into an audio object you can edit like a real drum performance. Why this works in DNB is simple. Once it's audio, you can cut hits shorter, reverse tails, shift accents for fills, and harvest the exact character you liked before you overthink it into something bland. A lot of the best jungle and old school energy comes from printing the vibe early and then shaping the audio instead of endlessly tweaking MIDI. When you've got a good take, consolidate the best 1 or 2 bar section and name it clearly. Something like Ride Old School Drive 174 BPM A or Ride Jungle Churn 2 Bar 01. That sounds basic, but it keeps you moving fast. Now treat the resampled audio like a drum performance, not a loop. Slice out the strongest hits. Shorten a few tails if they're stepping on snare. Remove a hit before a fill to create a breath. Reverse a tail into a transition. Duplicate a strong accent at the end of a phrase for lift. This is where the groove becomes arrangement material. A ride that worked in an 8-bar loop may need to change every 4 bars in a finished tune. Think in phrases, not loops. Maybe the first 8 bars are restrained. Then the next 8 add one pickup hit or open up a little brighter. Then the following phrase drops out for a beat before slamming back in. That kind of phrasing is what makes old school arrangements feel alive. A really useful old school move is to automate a tiny filter sweep or a small drive increase into the drop. You don't need a giant effect stack. Even a subtle low pass in the last couple of bars of a breakdown, then reopening on the downbeat, creates that door opening feeling that works so well in DNB. Keep it small. The ride should feel like part of the drum system, not a flashy automation demo. Now check it in the full context with kick, snare, break, and bass. This is the reality check. What to listen for here is whether the ride adds forward momentum without masking the snare's initial crack, and also whether the bass still feels stable when the ride is playing. If the mix starts to feel wide but weak, collapse the width a bit with utility or check the part in mono. Cymbals can fool you. They make the track seem bigger than it really is, and in a club that can turn into a blurry top end with no center focus. If the kick or bass starts disappearing, don't immediately reach for more processing. Often the fastest fix is just less ride. Lower the level, simplify the pattern, or shorten the tails. That usually beats trying to EQ your way out of a crowded top end. Here's a really useful creative question to keep asking yourself. Is this ride part of the groove, or part of the transition? If it's part of the groove, it should hold the drop together across most of the section. If it's part of the transition, it can appear in specific phrases, then pull back or disappear to make the next return hit harder. Both are valid. In a heavy roller, the ride may stay in for most of the drop. In a more arrangement-driven tune, use it more sparingly, so it lands with more impact when it comes back. And remember, you do not need to overbuild this. One good ride source is enough. In fact, that's often better. A slightly damaged printed take, a cleaner printed take, and maybe one version with some drum context can give you all the options you need. A few common mistakes are worth watching out for. Don't make the ride too bright. Harsh cymbals eat headroom and thin out the whole drop. Don't leave the ride too long, because long tails blur the snare and crowd the break. Don't put it on every beat with no phrasing, because constant cymbal energy flattens the groove. And don't overwiden it, because that can sound huge in headphones but unstable in mono. Also, don't compress the life out of it. Too much compression turns a ride groove into a flat hiss. Often the better solution is a better sample, smarter velocity choices, and gentle saturation instead of heavy-handed dynamics control. For darker and heavier DNB, here are a few things that really help. Use grime as a rhythm tool, not just a tone. Resample 2 versions if you can. One cleaner, one dirtier. Let the ride shadow the brake instead of overwriting it. Use small timing imperfections on purpose. And keep mono solidity in mind even when the top layer feels exciting. If you want a strong second drop move, try creating contrast through subtraction. Make the ride shorter, rougher, or more economical. Or do the opposite. Keep it cleaner in the main drop and let the dirtier version appear only in turnarounds or the last four bars before the reset. That contrast makes the return feel bigger without adding more notes. Before we wrap, here's the core idea to remember. The ride is a pressure control tool. It adds urgency without necessarily adding density. If the groove feels exciting but the snare still lands hard, you're in the right zone.